Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Positive News Now. I'm your host, Gail Nowak. Today, our guest is Carl Norloff, founder and CIO of Local Mana, a platform that gives people, businesses, and nonprofits the power to leverage connections, social sharing, and rewards in order to facilitate education, awareness, and collaboration. Carl is a tech veteran who has contributed to the software and technology industries for more than 35 years with companies such as Walt Disney, Mars Corporation, American Golf, Zone Labs, Freightliner Trucks, and S&H Greenpoints. Carl has been featured in Boston Voyager magazine, and today he's talking with us about how social should be when it comes to helping small business owners like you reach your audience, get active, loyal customers, and grow your business. Welcome, Carl.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Great. It's so good to have you here. So why don't you just start off by telling us about Local Mana and who you help?
Mana is actually a Polynesian word that we use that means power. So local power, and that's really what Local Mana is all about. It's about creating awareness, educating, and most importantly, leveraging connections between people, businesses, and nonprofits. You know, when you think about community, there's only three constituents really that make up a community, and that's people, businesses, and nonprofits. And our goal here with Local Mana is to enable communities to have a better way of engaging in a single focus, as opposed to what we see out in the social world today, many different silos of things. So the idea is that community members can look for support and encouragement. A business, a nonprofit, have the ability to engage a vibrant audience that's relevant to what they do. So we really want people to feel comfortable interacting with each other, really to affect change, to learn and create awareness.
And I've been on the platform, and the thing that really stands out to me compared to other social media platforms where it's sort of like the Wild West and everybody's out there kind of chatting, you know, kind of it reminds me of like a cocktail party, right? But when it comes to Local Mana, there's some structure around shared interests. Is that correct?
Correct. What we do is we create communities around shared interests. So if you love pets, we have a pet community, and we connect people, businesses, and nonprofits around that passion so that everyone's talking about something that's relevant to them, something they're passionate about. And another thing to note is that Local Mana isn't timeline-driven like most every other social sites. It's about engaging, building relationships, and having conversations. We really want to facilitate actionable outcomes. If I have a need, say I want to know what is the best siding to put on my house, and I can connect with a contractor that can answer that question because they have the knowledge, you know, that's an actionable outcome, and that's really what we're after.
Yeah, so can you talk a little bit more from the small business perspective? Like, what do you feel is the biggest problem that you've come across in your conversation with small business owners and marketing and getting leads and dealing with social media? Because I have a lot of small business clients as well, and many of them just sort of loathe the idea of social altogether.
You're absolutely right. And really what it comes down to is that we've talked to over 200 businesses in our pilot, and what we found, everyone had the same issue, was, look, I don't have the time, I don't have the expertise, and I don't have the budget to really make any of this work. And many small businesses spend a lot of time, they spend a lot of money, and they're really disappointed with the results. So you're absolutely right. It's social is, it's very hard to get people to engage, and it's just the nature of social platforms because of the volume of information and the fact that, you know, most every social platform filters information. So if you're not getting likes, shares, and comments on your posts, no one is seeing them. And that just leads to a lot of frustration when it comes to the small business, and that they really see no appreciable uplift in their sales or customer growth because they just can't get that engagement. And to do it right, it costs money. You know, people say, well, Facebook is free, and that's true. But depending on the type of business you have, it is very, very hard to get people to notice what you're doing.
Yeah, and it goes beyond noticing what you're doing. I think you touched on it when you said, you know, it costs money to get results, right? It's not just about the like, shares, and engagement, although that's a big piece of nurturing your audience. But likes, shares, and comments don't necessarily equate into dollars. So can you talk a little bit more about how that works on Local Mana?
Yes. What's unique about our platform is that the businesses have complete control over the success of their efforts, and it's because they create the content. They're the knowledge owners. You know, there's two things that small businesses have, and you know, what we talked about is that they don't have the expertise from a social digital marketing perspective, but they have passion and they have knowledge about what they do. They're experts.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on our platform is the businesses share their, well, the first thing they do is they invite their fans. Every business has passionate, loyal supporters, and they invite their fans to join their community on Local Mana, and they get rewarded for doing that. Everybody gets rewards. Then they create content. You know, people ask questions, they answer questions, they provide tips and insights, things that people really want to know. Then we reward people for sharing that information out to their social friends and family. So instead of a business worrying about having to go on their business page and get engagement, we're creating brand advocates from their fans who will share to their social friends and family, which are most likely to see their posts because they're friends and family. So that's kind of the 360-degree circle we have in terms of creating a sustainable growth model where a business creates content, they engage with their customers share that and get rewarded for sharing that on their social timelines, which drives more people into the community, creating that visibility and growth. So by spending not a lot of time, a business can reach literally thousands of people just by sharing their knowledge.
I love that. I mean, a lot of the work that we do at the Story Stylist is really helping those experts, you know, those authorities. They just love educating and advocating for their audiences and sharing right. their knowledge. And I think that in today's market, it's really important to take that approach. You know, that it's not so much about just the platform. It's about what you're putting out on the platform and what you're sharing and really serving your audience in a way that also signals that you have expertise. Where, you know, when it is time for that audience to step up and make a commitment or make an investment, they know who to choose.
Exactly. And that's why I love what you do, because you're absolutely right. It's all about the story, right? It's about sharing that story and mm-hmm. giving a business that really doesn't have one today a voice in this really noisy world that we're in.
Right.
And but across any platform, it doesn't matter whether it's Local Mana or Facebook or LinkedIn or even Instagram, it's about having a well-crafted post that's engaging. You know, it's about that story.
Yeah. So what are some of the myths that you've kind of bumped up against in your conversations with these business owners about connecting with their potential customers or with clients or with communities, whether it be online or offline? What were some of the things that you heard in your conversations with them?
Well, as I mentioned before, a lot of small businesses struggle with time. You know, they're busy running their business. And, you know, most small business owners are people persons or people.
Right.
they love the physical engagement.
Right.
Online engagement feels impersonal. And, you know, like I said, they're busy running their business. So, you know, having a successful online presence takes a big commitment in time and expertise. And that's just something that most small businesses wrestle with.
So when they're kind of thinking about getting in front of that relevant audience, what's the most important thing a small business owner should consider?
You know, again, from the perspective of our platform, it's all about their story, right? It's not about blogging about, you know, the weather. It's not about blogging about inspirational quotes. It's about, you know, answering questions. What we tell our business partners who struggle with when people hear blog, they kind of tighten up and say, uh-oh.
Yeah, what do I blog about?
Exactly. Yeah. So what we say, look, you know, every business, people ask questions. Make a list of questions and just answer them in a blog format. Businesses struggle with blogging, you know, and our approach is answer a question, because that's what people want to know. And if one person asks a question, chances are a lot of people are wanting to know the same answer. If you're retail, it's a featured product. Talk about a product and why you have it and why you like it. You know, so we make it very easy for people to start the conversation. But that's the most important thing on our platform is to start that conversation and then connect to people that you know, that you want to do business with, whether it's another business, a nonprofit, or the community in general. You know, part of our model is, you know, as a business, I have fans that I can engage. But if I connect to other businesses, I can actually create my own referral network on Localmana. Mm. And by connecting to other businesses, not only do I have access to that other business, but I have access to their customers as well, because their customers are coming into the community. And then we attach a nonprofit to the community that has potentially thousands of passionate supporters that love what I do. So creating that story is so important.
Yeah, and speaking of story and solving problems, what inspired you to create Localmana?
My wife. My wife is the typical small business owner. She has a large vintage store. She hates the computer. And while I was working, and over the years, I just noticed how hard it was for her to differentiate, to get the word out. And more frustrating was the fact that just about every other day, somebody would come in trying to sell her, you know, the next best thing for advertising her business, whether it's a coupon or a map or an advertisement in the paper, or Google, Yelp, you know, and, you know, $400 here, $500 there, it all added up. And she's tried most of them and got zero results. I mean, we actually did a test where we did a promoted post on Facebook for a free piece of vintage jewelry, highly targeted. Supposedly 8,000 people responded to the post, and not one person came in for a piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. And I saw that and I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. So I went about creating this platform with the idea that it's not about advertising, it's about connections. It's about creating a relevant audience that love what you do and being able to engage them. At some point, they're going to convert, whether it's today or a week or a month from now.
Yeah. So do you have some examples of that, of some of the outcomes that your members have achieved by using this platform?
Yes, I do. That's a great question. We had a contractor who does nothing on social, really is highly socially, you know, lacking. He just doesn't, is not interested. He's flat out. He's a contractor. He joined Localmana and connected to, he knew the plumber, the electrician, the mortgage guy, a real estate agent, connected to those businesses. They each blogged a little bit. And within 4 hours, the community grew to 2,000 people just through social sharing.
Wow.
And that's the power of leveraging all of these social sites and pulling people in that you want to talk to that are relevant into one place where you have a number of activities that you could use to engage them. And we have six. We have Q&A, so people can ask you questions. We have blogs where you can educate people, provide insights and tips. We have discussions for deeper conversations. We have ideas. So if you're a business and you have this idea about this great new thing, you know, it's like, hey, if I put more garlic on that bagel, maybe I'll sell more. Well, before you actually make it, you can throw that out to the community and say, hey, I'm thinking about this idea. What do you think? And they can vote on it. You can actually see and hear about what your idea, whether or not it will work. And we have events. So businesses can promote any events that they're doing. And then we have articles. So in addition to email. So all these tools together really provide a great platform for, again, engagement within one place. And everything that we do is tied to social. So if you post a blog or an event or a promotion, you can just hit the Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn button and share it out to your social pages. So you get the best of both worlds.
So I know that this, you've been working on this this idea and this concept and this platform for a while, and you're refining it and improving it all the time. And so what are some of the positive shifts that you've experienced, that your wife has experienced by using the platform, as well as the members of the platform, as a result of connecting people and community in this way? I mean, I think it's really interesting that it's a platform that has, you know, kind of that local flavor to it. But at the same time, I know that there's potential here to go national, right? And you're not just located here in Massachusetts. Like there's other locations throughout the country too that are using this platform.
Well, it's funny you said that. In our pilot, we kept it very localized to three communities. But because we are locally, you know, focused, Local Money can pop up in any community. As a matter of fact, yesterday, a financial services firm in New Jersey is joined on to fire up a community in New Jersey. So really, it's because the businesses drive it, mm-hmm. it can pop up anywhere. It's not really location specific in terms of starting communities. But again, within those communities, they're very location focused. So we have the North Shore Home Advisors, which is focused on everything home on the North Shore. And so, so the idea is that we're looking to see massive growth nationwide. We're focused over the next year on New England, but we're allowing some of these other areas to pop up. We also had a group in Portland, Oregon, wanted to do a Wine of the Month Club on Local Mana and in our wine community. So there's a lot of potential for this to surface just about anywhere in the country.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited because, you know, again, to answer your question, you know, our goal here is to change the dynamic about, you know, on how communities engage and collaborate. You know, it's very hard to pull people off of Facebook because it's become such a daily habit for everybody. But I think what happens is when people join the community and they realize that it's very easy to connect and engage, they get it. You know, part of our challenge has been just educating people about what Local Mana is and what we can do. And so that's our challenge right now, is to educate people ourselves about, you know, what Local Mana is and how it can add value to a community. One thing I didn't mention is that every, you know, we have this idea of Main Street. You know, back in the day, you know, Main Street was a place to congregate, to shop, you know, to interact with everybody locally, you know, on Main Street. It was a destination, and we kind of lost that over the years. So we recreated it virtually on Local Mana, and every town has a Main Street. And the idea is that, you know, if you join Local Mana or create an account on Local Mana and you provide your zip code, we know what Main Street you should belong in. And it's there that communities can actually really focus on things that matter in their community. You know, on Facebook, there's a lot of community groups, but you'll find that most members are not even from that community. And in our Main Street, it's only for businesses, people, and nonprofits that live in that town. And it's a facility to be able to talk about, you know, local politics and local sports and schools and, you know, things that really matter to a community. You know, it's not about opinions. One thing, I don't know if I mentioned this, is that content is not generated by users on Local Mana. It's created by businesses and nonprofits, and then people engage with that information. So it's not because we don't want to create that information overload where we have 5 million posts, which are mostly or could mostly be irrelevant. So it's Main Street all the way.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I the thing that I think is really interesting too is that, as you were talking about kind of the different layers, as a business owner, I can totally appreciate the ability to get in front of, to easily get in front of a targeted audience, right? But then it's kind of like this tapestry that gets woven, because it's not just about the business's access to the targeted audience. It's about the people who are interested in a particular topic. And maybe there's these complementary nonprofits where the business and the nonprofit can get together and they can come up with some sort of an event, for example, where people in the community can come and support the nonprofit and the business. And so it's, I know I had said earlier that it's kind of organized around these shared interests, but it goes so much deeper than that. You were talking about the Facebook groups, for example, and, you know, sure, that we create groups around certain interests on Facebook, but it's lacking those other layers to create that beautiful tapestry in the community. So I love that.
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, because Facebook and most social sites are timeline driven, things just get lost. You know, it's very hard to collaborate, and information is spread across so many different groups. I mean, how many groups can you belong to and really feel like you're collaborating? You know, it makes it hard, you know, just to get noticed. And it's a lot of time investment.
Right. So before we wrap up, is there anything else that listeners should know that we haven't covered yet?
Well, you know, since we're just starting out in terms of our launch, it's, you know, we'd love everyone to just check it out and provide feedback and let us know what they think. And, you know, create a free account. LocalMod is free for nonprofits and for community members. And very easy just to sign up, create an account, and then you can join, you know, communities and poke around and see how it all works.
Where do they go to sign up and find out more information?
You can just go to localmana.com, and you'll see the menu for the different social spaces, the business directory, events. You can just poke around. But in the upper right-hand corner, there's a lock. If you hover over the lock, you'll see a register link. Click on that, and you're in.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and share your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.